When you start investing in stocks, you seek investment advice. When you seek investment advice, you go to the internet. When you go to the internet, you start believing all the wacky correlations spouted by armchair analysts.
Sell, 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 sell.
When you start believing those wacky correlations, you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh. When you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh, you offend your lactose intolerant girlfriend, who in turn moves out. When your girlfriend moves out, you can't afford rent on your own because all your money is tied up in the stock market. When you can't afford rent on your own, you become homeless and alone.
Thank you.
Don't become homeless and alone. Get rid of financial advice from armchair analysts and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with Casey Smith and Jennifer Thomas. We've been having lots and lots of fun today talking about reverse mortgages and how they might be useful.
Yeah, and so we had a question from Luca and Christine, who are trying to help Luca's father, Rick, handle his finances now that he's getting a little bit older. Rick's second wife spent a few months in long-term care and hospice before she passed away. Medical bills and long-term care really took a toll on Rick's retirement savings, and so his banker talked him into getting a reverse mortgage to supplement his cash flow. Luke and Christine were not too thrilled with that transaction. Rick is in good health, but they're wanting to know what would happen if he doesn't need to at some point move into an assisted living facility or long-term care facility, and are there any advantages to having the reverse mortgage? So a reverse mortgage, the most common reverse mortgage that you see is the HECM loan. HECM stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. And it basically works just like a regular mortgage, except in reverse. So rather than making payments, you take out a loan. I think in this case, the home value was $285,000, had an existing mortgage of like $88,000 on it. So they could essentially refinance it, pay off the existing mortgage, and take any kind of proceeds from the loan as either a lump sum or use it as a line of credit or take it over a monthly installments. There's different ways to do it. The amount that they're eligible to take out, it would be based on the borrower's age, the current interest rate, and the value of the home. You have to be over 62 to do this, but when you take the money out, you don't make any payments. So a normal mortgage, you would make, you pay principal and interest, and then you'd pay off the loan over time. And so by the end of the term of the loan, it would be paid down to zero. In this case, the interest just adds and accrues to the balance of the loan. So if you have a $285,000 home, let's say you can take out, $150,000 as your lump sum, then you're going to pay whatever the mortgage rate is. Plus, there's usually an insurance premium that's tied to it because it has to be insured by the Federal Housing Authority to make sure that if the loan balance eventually exceeds the value of the home, which it would if it runs long enough, then there's actually no recourse to the borrower. So if you pass away, the value of the loan or the balance on the loan is more than the value of the home, then the bank takes the home, but the children or the heirs or the estate is not liable to pay off the balance of the loan. So in this case, the situation is Rick is in pretty good health, but they're wanting to know what happens if he needs to go into a assisted living facility or long-term care. It has an issue with long-term care, which it sounds like the mother did. And that could potentially be a problem. If it looks like he used most of the proceeds from the reverse mortgage already, unless he's taking monthly installments, it's not real clear how he received those proceeds. But the big question is, if he does need to go in to move out of the house, if he no longer lives in the home for 1 year, then it's considered a permanent move, and he would have to either sell the house. The loan comes due at that point, basically. Part of the paperwork in the loan and the requirements of the loan is that you have to be that has to be your primary residence, and that you have to maintain that as your residence. You still pay the taxes. You still pay the insurance.
As if you were the homeowner?
As if you were the homeowner. You are the homeowner. It's just like, you know, a regular mortgage where the bank owns, you know, 80% and you own 20%. In this case, you're, the portion that you own just keeps getting smaller and smaller as
the
interest accrues.
The bank's interest then becomes greater and greater.
Exactly.
They so become the, more of the owner.
The equity in the home decreases over time rather than increases as the loan accrues interest.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense when you think about it. The average individual, their home is generally considered to be their largest asset. So this is just a way to tap into that large asset. But
I mean, there are other ways, too. I mean, he could have taken, potentially he could have refinanced his loan and just pulled out
a cash out refi
and used that, you know, it tells us that he was pulling about $30,000 a year from his IRA, and I'm sure he's getting Social Security, so it may have been that I don't know if he had enough income to be able to do that, or I don't want to say you use a reverse mortgage as a last resort, but I think it's further down the line than, you know, other ways that we would look at potentially trying to solve his problem first. However, I will say that, you know, reverse mortgages today are better than they were several years ago when they were a lot more expensive. The expenses in them have gone down, so it is more attractive now than it used to be.
It is. The rates are a little bit higher because you have to add that insurance premium on there, which is usually a percentage of the loan amount. So if your interest rate's 5%, it may be 6.5% with the insurance that has to be applied to it. So it just means your equity is going to erode a little bit faster. You know, some people take the proceeds from the reverse mortgage and use it to buy a long-term care policy, which is not a bad option. If you need to get access to some cash flow, tap into the equity in your home. But you could also do the same thing as Jennifer's mentioned with a cash-out refi, still have a traditional mortgage. That way,
I mean, the difference there is you're making the mortgage payment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, and if you're having, if all your money is in retirement accounts, and in this case, I think he's got an IRA worth $220,000. So his mandatory withdrawals aren't, you know, enough to support his lifestyle plus his Social Security. But if he's able to get that mortgage payment off his books, then he, or out of his budget, then he can take less out of his IRA, so he pays less taxes, and so it has sort of a compounding effect in that manner. So it's not a terrible thing that he's done the reverse mortgage, and we have clients that have done these. It's just really important that you understand the risks of going into it, and maybe even more importantly, that your children understand that whenever you pass away or move out of that house, then the equity is going to be eroding over time, and there's a good chance that there's not going to be any equity left by the time that happens.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let's take a real quick break. We'll come back and answer a few more questions. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.